This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. It's good to see the void again, thing. So tonight I'm doing something a little different for my show. You know, this is something you normally wouldn't hear here. I'm going to do a rock and roll show tonight. Not psychedelic rock, not progressive rock or jazz fusion, just rock and roll. Now, rock and roll is a very broad statement, right? So I'm going to narrow it down for you here. I'm kind of focusing more on hard rock, right? And when I think hard rock, the band that comes to mind is Led Zeppelin. Now, Led Zeppelin is a force to be reckoned with. There was nothing like Led Zeppelin around when Led Zeppelin was on the radio. Critics hated them, fans loved them, and they were like the first band to go out and put on like a 2 or 3 hour long show with drum solos and debauchery. They were like the first real rock stars to trash hotel rooms and have sex with underage women and do as many drugs as they could fit in their heads. Now, they didn't start the whole thing. They kind of perfected it. So when I go through my record collection and I go through the history books and take my comfortable look backwards through the time, there's some key moments that defined this type of rock and roll. And the first one for me that I can pick out is the Rolling Stones and their record Aftermath. And back then it wasn't uncommon for a band to have two different versions of the record, the UK version and the US version. And this is from the US version. And the track is called Paint It Black. And this was sort of like the first true indication of the power of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards' songwriting as they sort of pushed Brian Jones off to the side, which is a dark tale. So anyway, Paint It Black, featuring Mick, Keith, and Mr. Jones on sitar.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we're going with a Jeff Beck song. Now, Jeff Beck isn't someone that comes up a lot when they talk about the origins of hard rock. But a band that does come up a lot is the Yardbirds. And the Yardbirds featured Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, and Jeff Beck, three of the greatest guitar players of that era. And Jeff Beck was getting ready to do some solo stuff at the time. And him and Jimmy Page were working out a track where they were inspired by the rhythm of that bolero by Maurice Ravel. And this was on Jeff's first solo record called Truth. And this song features Keith Moon on drums. It was supposed to have Entwistle on bass and had John Paul Jones on bass instead. And while they were making the song, they were talking about creating a supergroup that Keith Moon allegedly said would go down like a lead balloon or like a Led Zeppelin. Anyway, this is Beck's Bolero off of Truth. Talking about the Yardbirds, we've got to talk about Eric Clapton. Now, Eric Clapton started the Yardbirds, and Jeff Beck continued the torch, and Jimmy Page finished it. And when Clapton left the Yardbirds, he started one of the greatest power trios, the first power trio, and still probably the greatest power trio of all time. We're talking Cream. Now, if I'm playing hard rock, you're probably going to go with Sunshine Your Love, but that's not where Cream started. Cream started with a record called Fresh Cream. And one of the best songs in that album is a song called I Feel Free. Again, featuring Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and the one and only Jack Bruce.
Feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. It's a one huge crowd. I can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, but my mind wants to cry out loud.
Now, in the same year, 1966, the Yardbirds were at their creative peak and pushing through into more experimental and progressive territory with an album called Roger the Engineer. This is a track that wasn't released on the UK version, but came out on a single that accompanied the record in the US. This track features guitar stylings of Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page working together. The track is called Happenings, 10 Years Time Ago.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people who love the album as a whole piece, will point to 1967 as the year it was happening. And we're going to get there here shortly. But this was proto-67, the origins of that heady rock. Now, all these albums we've been picking songs from don't really go together as a whole piece. They just have a couple bubblegum songs here and a couple psych pop songs there, and then a couple of the future of what was coming up quick, and things were moving fast. And a band that very much had their finger on the pulse was putting together an album that was quite good, but also has its holes in it before they started making their album masterpieces. We're talking about the one and the only Beatles. We're going with a song from their album Revolver. We're going with the track Taxman, which I hear a lot of debate about the musicianship of the Beatles. No one questions Paul, no one questions George, no one questions John. But people like to take a whack at Ringo all the time. Lots of lore about whether or not Ringo even played for the Beatles. I heard Bernard Purdy one time claim that Ringo wasn't even the best drummer in the Beatles. And Bernard Purdy's a fantastic drummer, and apparently played on a bunch of Beatles tracks. But according to George Martin, that's all horseshit. Ringo is fantastic. Ringo knows how to play the drums that the song needs. And this track is a perfect example.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. Cause I'm the tax man.
Now, as we quickly step into 1967, we're going to go with a musician you may never heard of before. a guy named Jake Holmes. And you might be thinking to yourself, how can we be playing this awesome rock show and bring up a guy that we don't know? And I'm sorry if you do. I'm not trying to insult your knowledge about music. But this is a songwriter that kind of only even has his name out and about probably because of Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin. And one of the things that Jimmy Page is incredibly known for, unfortunately, is being a thief. Some of the best songs with the Zeppelin name and the Yardbirds name on it were stolen. Not completely stolen all the time, sometimes just little bits and parts, inspirations here and there, like that case recently, I might say recently, sometime in the last 10 years, a band called Taurus sued Zeppelin for stealing Stairway to Heaven. And when you hear the part, you could tell it was influenced by. And then when you find out that Taurus was opening for Zeppelin around the time and playing the song live before Zeppelin went on stage, whether it was a case of kleptomania or blatant plagiarism, these guys stole a lot of music from people who weren't able to defend themselves. It happens in comedy, it happens in music, it happens all over the place. And I'm not defending it. And the only reason why I'm okay with it is because Jimmy Page always made the songs better, and he was also the leader of the greatest rock band of all time. So you can't... It's hard to... You know what I'm saying. Either way. This is a track by Jake Holmes from his album The Above Ground Sounds of Jake Holmes. The track is called Dazed and Confused.
As to where I am at, I feel like a mouse and you act like a cat. I'm dazed and confused, hanging on by a thread. I'm being abused, I'd be better off dead, did I? Can't stand this tease and I'm starting to crack. You're out to get me, you're on the right track.
Now, we're going to go with a band that right out of the gate in 1967 changed everything for a lot of people. These guys influenced the Rolling Stones. These guys influenced the Beatles, even though these guys were already huge rock stars before anybody ever heard this band's name. Apparently, John Lennon walked in the studio while they were recording this album and freaked out and ran back to the studio he was in and told the guys, we have to stop what we're doing and change directions immediately. There's this guy named Syd Barrett over here who is an absolute maniac, and he's got a band that calls themselves the Pink Floyd, and they're doing some wonderful, weird, just insane stuff over here. And this is the first track off of Pink Floyd's first album. It's called Astronomy Domine, and this is just a wonderful psychedelic rock and roll freakout that was the beginning of a whole age of experimental rock and roll albums that were, from beginning to end, a piece meant to be listened to in one sitting. The album is called The Pipers at the Gates of Dawn. Up next, we're going with another musician that right off the hop had people freaking out. Now, we're talking about Eric Clapton, we're talking about Jimmy Page, we're talking about Jeff Beck. And these three guys were the pinnacle of guitar players. Anytime these guys played in the club, it would sell out and people would just be in awe. Now, these guys are all from the UK. There's this young American that popped up in the scene that wasn't doing so well in the US, but his manager knew that the response that was happening to guitar and this wonderful music in the UK would be perfectly suited for this guy. And I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. This guy's an enigma. There's never really been anybody like him since. And unfortunately, we didn't have him very long because he's part of the 27 Club, like Brian Jones. We're talking Jimi Hendrix. Of course, we're talking about Jimi Hendrix. He has a band, the second greatest power trio of all time, The Experience. And the Jimi Hendrix Experience consisted of Mitch Mitchell on drums and Noel Redding on bass, and of course Jimmy on vocals and guitar. And the sad thing about those other two guys is that they got so overshadowed by Jimi Hendrix, because these guys were a mile ahead of all the people around them. People talk about Keith Moon. You know, people talk about John Bonham. Mitch Mitchell, I think, could drum circles around these guys. I one time heard Stuart Copeland talk about how he hated that people called Mitch Mitchell Jimi Hendrix's drummer, because he said, no. Jimi Hendrix was Mitch Mitchell's guitar player. So this is a track off of their first record, which is just splendid. Out of the three records this band made, their first one's probably the favorite. They're all great, but this record is just start to finish. Every note nothing is wasted. Everything is just prime cuts, AAA all the way through. This is the second track off the record. It's called Manic Depression. Straight in the middle. Wow! Now, since we let the Yankee in the room, we might as well jump across the pond for a few tracks, because even though the UK seemed to be the birthplace of what was happening right there, that's not really where it came from. They were ripping off what was happening in the US. Slave music, blues, and jazz is what they were all inspired by. Now, this band we're about to play, don't know really where their inspiration came from. There's a lot of weird rumors about them. They're kind of in their own land. Apparently, they were a mafia band. These guys are from New York. We're talking about the Vanilla Fudge. Now, the Vanilla Fudge at this point weren't writing original music in 1967. They were just doing these wonderful, progressive, psychedelic covers of well-known songs, like Beatles songs and Motown songs. They have a wonderful cover of Eleanor Rigby on this album and Ticket to Ride. But the song I'm going to play is a Sonny Bono composition called Bang Bang. And I can't listen to Sonny Bono's version after I heard the Fudge's version. And agree or disagree, I think the Fudge do things to songs that I can't say they're better, but they made them part of the time. And this is a perfect example of what the Fudge could do.
Time when I grew up, I call her mine. remember how we used to bang, bang, bang.
You shot me down.
Bang, bang.
We're going with a band that also kind of stands out on their own. These guys are from all over the country, but they all sort of formed in California, which is where a lot of great music was happening at the time, and these guys were kind of riding that wave themselves. They got together in 1965, but started releasing music in 1967. And I think their first album, self-titled The Doors, was their best album. It features Ray Manzarek on keyboards, Robbie Krieger on guitar, John Densmore on drums, and some guy called Jim Morrison on vocals. Jim is a controversial figure, hard man to love, easy to admire, and wasn't with us very long. He did a lot of remarkable work in his short time, but also joined the 27 Club. So we're going to play a track off their first record. This one was hard for me to pick as well, because there's so many great songs on it, so I went with a very easy pick. This song is called Break On Through to the Other Side.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through. To the other side, break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side.
To the other side.
Now, I've been showing you lots of great examples, I think, of this hard rock thing that was emerging. And we're getting now to the true emergence of hard rock. We're going to go back to the UK for the last couple songs we have here tonight. This band also is kind of in their own category a little bit, but they're very much related and inspired by the Vanilla Fudge. I one time heard an interview with their keyboardist, John Lord, talking about the early days, the Mark I days of Deep Purple, and how they were just a cheap imitation of Vanilla Fudge. Now, I disagree. I think these guys are far greater than Vanilla Fudge in many ways. This version might not be held up in the same regard, Mark I. In 1969, they switched to Mark II, featuring Ritchie Blackmore, Nick Simper, Roger Glover, Ian Gillan, right? Some amazing musicians. But this version here features John Lord on keyboards and Ian Paice on drums, Ian Paice being the only constant member from the beginning until now, where they're still touring with Ian Paice on vocals. Don Airey plays keyboard since John Lord passed away years ago. And the guy from Dixie Dregs, Steve Morse, he left recently due to the fact he just can't play anymore. He's falling apart. So they got a new guy named, what is his name? Simon McBride playing guitar now. So they're not really who they used to be, but they still got Roger Glover on bass. They're still doing their thing. But this one, original Mark I version of Deep Purple, features Rod Evans on vocals. And Rod Evans is a wonderful singer. And he kind of disappeared to obscurity for many reasons shortly after leaving the band, and did a little bit of Captain Beyond here and there and whatever else. But either way, this is from their first album called Shades of Deep Purple. And the song is called Mandrake Root. And this is some proper hard rock.
Thank you.
it's that time again. And I've enjoyed tonight's show. It was harder to do than I thought it would be, because I really wanted to make sure I picked the songs in tight succession, because things moved very fast back then, and it was tempting to want to play some rock from 1972 or 1970. Black Sabbath was on the list at one point, but it's too late. Too late in the game. We're still dancing around the late 60s right now. We're just pushing into 1969 right now. And you know where we're going to go, because we've got one song left. We've only got a couple minutes left. We have to listen to some Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin's first album, self-titled, it came kicking the doors down, and it changed radio. It changed live venues. It changed so many things. All of a sudden, bands are in private jets and just doing whatever the hell they wanted. And we can thank or blame or whatever Led Zeppelin all we want. It was them. Robert Plant, John Bonham, John Paul Jones, and Jimmy Page. These guys were the hammers of the gods. So this is the first taste anybody had of Led Zeppelin. Good times, bad times. Love from the void.